Hey, yo, what's up? This is Cookbook, the West Coast Puerto Rican, and you're listening to the Hip Hop Digest Show with King Killa, Kurt G, and E Green. Turn it up and listen to that real, that real, that real, that real, that real.
I love the culture, but what it looks like is that the technical process around it has surrounded it so that the only people who really benefit off of the culture are the algorithms. Yo. The more you become an adult, you realize that I'm a fucking adult. I'm not sitting here, I'm not listening to all of these niggas. Why? For the artists that I do like, how much time, if I'm trying to develop myself as a useful human being, do I have to sit and be in a fucking tamed? And if I'm gonna just be sitting there opening myself up to be listening to some shit, what is it doing for me? You know, what did I learn at the end of this? So, like, what beauty was expressed, you know, skill, the technical efficiency, and any of that shit.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killa.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's your dude, E Green.
What's going on, dude?
Hey, I mean, he said it's your man, it's your boy, it's your dude.
Hey, dude.
My brothers, what's good?
I can't make no noise.
Can't make no noise. We just had a good interview, though. We appreciate that. One of the bass legends.
Legend.
Yeah, I was on my man fan and shit.
He was giddy as hell back there.
Yeah, I was on my man fan and shit. You know, no doubt. And really, to be honest with you, it was right on time. The text chain, there was a lot of chatter about Miami bass, who started what, influenced who.
We finna see.
Well, you know how they say you get it from the horse's mouth, and we done had the horse on the show.
Yes, sir.
So, no doubt. Look forward to that. By the way, that is MCADE. Look forward to that interview soon.
Yes.
No doubt. Anyway, let's get right into our show. You know what I'm saying? It's a show proper, Hip Hop Digest, like we always do. Fuck it. Let's do what we haven't done. I'm thinking about, we do a lot of topics. Sometimes we make up a topic, it doesn't last, but this is one of the enduring topics. Let the veterans in.
Oh, okay. Let the veterans in.
Right off the top, the new Snoop Dogg album qualifies, obviously, as a veteran. B-O-D-R. What does that stand for?
Back on death row.
Oh,
brother.
Okay. All right.
Back on death row.
It was too easy. Okay. You was thinking some hard shit, like whatever the fuck, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking maybe
Rodin something. Yeah,
yeah, no. Bodak on drugs or something.
Oh, wow.
Anyway. So here we are to let the veterans in. We already got an indication. People were dipping in a little bit on the text chain, talking about the album ain't that bad, or Snoop sounds like old Snoop. You know, that whole thing.
Look at the look on her.
Yeah, because I didn't say that shit. He sound like old Snoop. I said he sound like what Snoop's supposed to sound like. But anyway,
yes.
Somebody else might have said that shit. I don't know. But yes. What are you building up to, sir?
Well, what I'm building up to is, again, as I tell you what, the album sounds probably as good as it is gonna sound because of who we dealing with. Does he have, you know, commercial hijinks on the album? Of course he does. Because it's Snoop. You know, I mean, this is something that he's got to do. But does he have some real, reasonable West Coast representative hip hop on there? I say yes. Look, no one is going to out every artist, I think, and I always Jimi Hendrix interviews on this are just awesome. He's so bad, wanted to never play Purple Haze. He's never wanted to play anything off of that album because he had done it a million times. I think Snoop and these guys, he's never going to outdo Doggy Style, period, no matter what he does.
Probably not.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. The particular record conflicted with Nas kind of stood out to me, you know. that's one of those records. They weren't in the same lab. He did his verse, then he emailed it to Nas, and then Nas is on the thing. I mean, you can hear that. But I'd rather that, you know, than Martha Stewart remixes.
Mr. King Killer, tear that album down. You don't want to like it, do you?
Crip your enthusiasm, I mean.
B, it's okay. New. It like you said, it wasn't like he's all in the video, Martha Stewart. He did something that was listenable for people who knew him before all this shit. Would you agree on that?
Pop, pop, the baby. Oh, my God. See...
Gorbachev, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, we can go through the record cut by cut, but the point I'm saying, I thought for somebody my age in the era that we come from, the majority of it, 60% or so, was, I thought, listenable.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. Because a lot of Snoop shit recently not been listenable to us.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not sitting out here saying, oh, that shit's going to be an album of the year. Not even close.
No.
But I was happy that he kind of went to his original ingredients. They might not all be there, but he went back to the original type shit.
Sort of, kind of. Yeah. Niggas is doing a lot of... It's all right. I mean,
yeah, he got the Suge Knight shoulders up and shit. Sigh.
Well, I'm coming through with a whole different mindset. Uh-oh. On this one.
Uh-oh.
A whole different mindset on this one. Because Snoop has been so bad, so horrible, Snoop lying to Snoop all over the place.
Gospel.
Everything.
Pop.
I ain't going to front on the gospel joint because he has some joints on there I like. But it's still, it's Snoop doing everything but Snoop is what he's been doing. And it's like, okay, to hear this album, it was refreshing to me.
There you go.
It was refreshing to me to hear this album because I compared it to everything he's been doing for the last damn 10 years.
Like, bingo.
I'm like, this nigga. So when you said it back on death row, I'm like, this nigga on some trying to get that old thing back. I ain't fucking with it. But then you was like, it's going to be homework. You need to listen to it. So I said, fuck it. I'll go ahead and listen to it. So then I listened to it. And I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. I like this joint. It's not bad. He said he has hijinks on there that I ain't fucking with.
Right.
Right. Of course.
And the thing is, I'm like, this really probably could have been a much, much better 18 tracks, nigga. You squeeze that down to 11 and you take off that nut shit. Now we're talking about something different. But Snoop has to include people that don't need to be on here.
Yeah, he did.
Wiz Khalifa don't need to be on a fucking album.
Well, that's that weed thing. You know,
right, that's,
how high, not how high. What was that shit they did together? Some weed movie they did.
Yeah, something they did together. But
yeah.
To me, the best track on this joint was that Battle Cat joint.
Oh, that, yeah.
That Coming Back
see?
Joint.
Oh, see? Yeah. Boy, Battle Cat is...
That Coming Back joint was now, just ridiculous.
Now, see, the thing of it is, listen to what you just said.
I'm trying to remember. I know the original track that he covered with that
shit.
Joint.
Oh, shit. Right off the top of my head, I can't, you know, it's that.
I know the original track the Battle Cat covered, but the way he did that shit,
it's tight. Man. But listen to what you just said, Battle Cat. See, that's going home again.
Right.
That's, you know, if you trying to get the band back together and then you bring in Battle Cat, you maybe holla at Sir Jinx or whatever, Big Rush. I mean, I don't know. You start bringing the band.
You was in the mix, though.
No doubt. Yo, that's what I said. Shout the Rush. You know what I mean? You start bringing the band back together, then you're going to start getting that type of material, you know?
Yeah. But for that other stuff that we didn't like, you know, he had to do that for them, for the fans that he's created.
Since. Yes. Yes.
But Snoop is just, he's a celebrity now. He's not, right. People that listen to him now, they don't even know Snoop back when Doggy Style came out. They don't even, that music don't even resonate with them. They on such a different other level.
Damn.
That's
unbelievable.
That don't sound nothing like the music that they listen to. That ain't got that bass sound to it. It ain't got that trap sound. It ain't got none of that to it. So that Doggy Style, they listen to that album, they'll probably be like, I don't hear the big dick thing about this album. Why is it classic? Because it's nothing to them.
Shit.
So anyway, so, you know, yeah, that's basically let the veterans in. I mean, you know, shout to Snoop. I mean, any glimpse of anything Snoop related that's reasonable, I'm here for it, you know.
Snoop got Corona, the beer, cerveza, on the commercial talking about Slim don't got nothing to do. That nickname ain't got nothing to do with us. I happen to be watching. I don't really watch commercials and shit, but Snoop is on 100 fucking commercials.
Yes, he goddamn is.
He the new Shaq. Shaq was on Shaq. Everything.
Well, they together. They're together.
Shaq's still on everything.
He was saying it was some old Corona Slim can or some shit. He's like, yeah, my name used to be. They used to call me Slim. This, that, and the other. We should call you Slim. And a fucking disclaimer came on the screen. I was like, oh shit! I never seen a fucking disclaimer, a real disclaimer on a fucking commercial.
Hey man, they gonna protect themselves. They gonna protect themselves. So,
well, they show enough using him. Oh, or he's using them. Well, he's getting money.
He's so. Getting paid. They're using each other.
Yeah, basically.
All right. That's Let the Veterans In. And so they were.
Do we approve of this?
Yeah, he's a begrudging ass nigga. You don't even want to get a credit. Look at him.
From my vote, I'll give him credit. Let the veteran in with this one.
I'm going to let that album, that in.
Yes, I'm letting the veteran in on this one. And you say, yeah.
That cat, there's records on there I generally really do like. God damn it. If it was shorter.
Killer.
Okay. All right. Let the veterans in. I let him in. He's in. Okay.
But just take a note from me. The album might have 18 joints on there, but my Snoop album might only have 8 records.
Oh, I got you. You can cut your own playlist.
Physical.
Make your own playlist.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up. No doubt. So anyway, we were given some homework, and Snoop Let the Veterans In was one. And the other one was Benny the Butcher's new joint.
Tana Talk
4, as a matter of fact. And I think that what anybody and everybody is talking about is the 10 Crack Commandments, or I should say more 10 Crack Commandments. I'm not sure if the exact title, but where he starts at, it goes from 11 to 20. It shows that Benny the Butcher is the guy that we always talk about, who could have been in the previous generation, who of this generation. And look, you know, fuck these guys with one hot record or one East Coast record up against 15, you know, Atlanta style trap records. They on some other shit. Benny is that guy. Benny's the guy.
Nobody's gonna question that especially after
his quiet over here. We agree with you, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things that. Man, you know, you really, it is a clear, to me, it's a clear, and not, this isn't just the regular, oh, we think Griselda's great, or because they're from Buffalo, or just that East Coast, it's the New York dick ride shit. No, there's a clear fucking difference here. There is a clear difference in what Benny is doing, and I know J. Cole's on the album, but I'm sorry, it's a clear fucking difference, you know, J. Cole, what you've been doing. I know you got your fans. You bring them broads out. I get it. But Benny is better than you, son.
He's watched a lot of 70s TV, so forgive him.
This nigga with the Broad Street Bully again. Benny brings the broads out. That sounds like a bad 70s movie.
Does it?
Benny brings the broads out. You know, Benny, bring the broads out, Benny. Come on.
Well, I didn't mean did I say that, Benny Briggs? I thought I said J. Cole Briggs.
Oh, you said J. Cole. Oh, okay. You just said J. Cole, but yeah.
People hear what they want to hear,
yeah, people do hear what they want to hear. And I heard Benny Briggs the broads out.
I think it was like, hey, Benny.
Hey, Benny, bring the broads out, Benny. Come on. Bring J. Cole along,
man,
too.
Man, I see the tracksuit and the gold now.
Oh shit, that was funny. But anyway, but back to Benny. It just, to me, I think it's clear. You know, there's a lot of guys out here doing this New York shit. Most of them, you know, really just can't rise above coke talking. Plus, it's plenty of coke talk on there.
Oh yeah,
that's all this nigga talk.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying. But like I said, the best can rise above the coke talk, even when they talking about the coke talk.
The way he does it.
And we've said this on plenty of shows previous. The only difference, because niggas will tell you, them niggas that do the trap music, they talk about the same shit.
Yeah,
and they do. They talk about the exact same shit Benny talking about. Word for word. Hey, Benny ain't talking about shit different than these niggas talking about, but Benny just better. Benny just talks it better than they talk it. Let's put it like this. I'm not going to say better. He better in our opinion. We like the way he talked that shit.
No. How about conjecture? How about on that new 10 Crack Commandments joint where he talks about not putting your business on social media?
Boom.
Okay, see, you could talk that crack game, but how many motherfuckers really gonna be about that crack game and know that, damn, nigga, I could be facing 60 years. I'm gonna be as low as fuck. I'm gonna be as quiet and as out of the public eye. None of this Gucci bag fucking waving and shit.
$60,000 in my forearm beside my head.
Yeah.
Like, really?
How about that type of conjecture? And see, that's the difference where we talked about where guys like Beanie Siegel. You know, Beans always talked about that street life, but he also talked about every day in jail, indignities of being in jail and drinking liquor out the toilet type talk. Nigga, that shit make you don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, to say the least.
Shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, a lot of this drug talk is the celebrity of drug talk. You know what I'm saying? A Gucci bag waving shit. You know? Nigga. So, yes. So, Benny the Butcher. Kurt G said it off camera. I'm going to say it on camera. He entered the top 10 so fast.
Oh, I said he entered my top 5. He's got a slot. That Tanner talk is in the 5 spot right now. I had to put him at the 5 because he could go up and he might drop. But right now, I'm putting him in solid at 5.
Right. No doubt. And this isn't, we didn't listen to it, but I know, shout to T-Bear, he's pumping it extra, extra heavy. I think Tobias is pumping it heavy and shit. The new Illzai, which I actually listened to probably about 3/4 of it. Whoo.
Well, we haven't listened, so you got to go ahead and you have to hold off. You got to hold off.
I'm holding off, but boy, whoo.
When we listen to that, you got to watch that Kanye shit.
You didn't watch the Kanye.
You're right. I didn't watch the Kanye. It was on, but it got pushed to the back burner. But I did, you know. But
And he probably won't watch it again. You're going to have to tie this nigga down and put him in a corner and put the TV on and make him have to watch this shit.
Catholic school rulers on that ass.
You're making an excuse for anything to not watch that shit.
I keep saying, though, B, it's not him. It's not him. It's him, but it's not him.
It's just a documentary, B. Just imagine. Yeah. So just imagine a documentary about anything. It's what this is. You got to go into it with that view, with that mindset of this is just a documentary.
The brothers that did it got 30 mil.
Did they?
30 mil.
Wow.
Yes. And they deserve every penny of
Netflix
that shit.
Netflix is kicking out that kind of money?
God damn.
Netflix got money.
I know, I'm talking about for this type of shit. For a documentary style shit, not no movies. That just lets you know the popularity of a nigga like Kanye. That a nigga could get 30 million for doing a documentary. It ain't a movie. It's just a regular niggas following you with a camera and saying this is what he's doing.
The greatness of it is that they did it from back. Way back. So, Killer, we gonna stop talking till you see this shit.
All right. Okay. I'm all right.
B, don't make me fly to
DC. I'm telling you, you're gonna have to tie this nigga down and put him in the corner and put the TV in front of him.
It's worth it, yo. As a documentary, it's worth it.
All right.
It ain't my twisted love 808s. It ain't none of that.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, check it out. Let me ask you
Pablo.
Okay, no, let me ask you. No, forget about 808s. Forget about Pablo. I just got one question. Okay, how many red hat moments they got in the bitch? Do they got red hat moments?
Was it one?
Do they got?
I can't even remember any. Was it one?
It might be one.
They might have even talked about it.
All right,
it's not important.
Okay,
it's just something that happened.
That part is not important. They did a motherfucking amazing job with this documentary. I'm trying to tell you.
He gonna make an excuse, my nigga, for not wanting to watch it. It's Kanye. It's like telling this nigga to watch a documentary on blackface.
Next week, if you ain't watched it by next week, we gonna blow you up, baby.
All right, yo. All right. God damn it.
You next can use my motherfucking Netflix login if you want.
I got Netflix. I'm good.
I know you got the free T-Mobile jump.
Yeah, I got the T-Mobile jump off. Yeah. All right. So let's get to the next topic, yo. Get in fuck with that nigga.
We ambushed that ass.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, son. if it's a documentary on flies out, he gonna pick that over this Kanye joint. Let me watch these flies buzz around. That fucking Kanye shit. I ain't watching that shit.
All right, next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest, please. We just got done talking and giving Benny a lot of praise or whatever, and we know Benny had some issues with his money. Guess who else had issues with his money? Conway the Machine admits that he didn't read the contract when he signed with a Griselda, said it wasn't in my favor. So before we get into it,
hold up.
Before we get into that, now I remember when I did this, the topic when I said Griselda, bye bye. There's a couple of people got upset about that in the text chain. And I was trying to tell you, these guys, they have crossed the threshold. It's like carrying your bride across the threshold. You know what I mean? And now they're in the money and everything they do and everything they say.
The
right. Now they fuck being engaged. They married. And now that you married, you got marital problems. Okay? Your boy's on the Breakfast Club talking around the 40 mark. I'm just reading it. I didn't hear it. He said, I'm going to keep it buck. I didn't even read the contract, bro. I didn't even read that shit. I just signed it and moved on. Unfortunately, the contract wasn't in my favor. So now it's forward in time. I got to make sure it's now in my favor. Mm. He goes on to say that, of course, he's still going to be carrying a Griselda flag or whatever. But he also goes in to say, and this is the thing right here, a little bit surprising. He continues by saying he doesn't trust anybody. He doesn't even trust Westside Gunn. Okay? I don't trust anybody no more. I'm going to keep it a buck. This is just business. Okay?
Don't trust anyone.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Bitches ain't nothing but problems.
So, Swerve is constantly up here talking about Cats got to get a lawyer at a monocum of,
Cats
of,
just
of
need
due
read.
Diligence and read.
At least read it, motherfucker. God damn.
I got to admit here, Griselda, who owns Griselda.
See, you see, that's exactly where I was going. Mm. And I'm like, I thought that was West Side Gunn in them. Did his brother just fuck him like that? Mm. So I'm going to know who owns this shit. You got to get down to the bare bones and look behind the scenes.
Who owns Griselda?
Derringer, who the fuck owns this shit?
Right. Now, is it West Side? Is it some business partners? Did Eminem in perpetuity by West, you know, Griselda, Lock, Stock, and Barrel? I mean, who owns this shit now? I'm under the impression that this whole shit is just them niggas out of Buffalo, especially when they was independent. You know what I'm saying? It's just their shit, and that they're overcharging major labels to now be fucking with them. Now, last week, Benny talking about Def Jam didn't give him the right money. Snoop had to step in. You got your man talking about, I didn't read shit. I mean, you know, what is this? Is this RZA and Divine all over again? I mean, what the fuck?
Ooh. it ain't the players, yo. It's the game. The game never fucking changes, just the players. And that's real. No matter who the fuck you are, yo. You gotta have some Kurt G. King Killer E. Green type shit to get past that shit, yo. And everybody ain't got that. Everybody ain't got it. So as we keep seeing over and over, EPMD. I mean, we can go on and on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So again, I gotta admit, I'm sure the text chain will enlighten us. And that's my central question is, who owns Griselda? Who owns that lock, stock, and barrel that this nigga is going to just sign shit that they putting in front of him? And see, here we go. Now, it makes me question a lot of shit. Makes me question a lot of this street narrative, okay? Y'all niggas talking about this plug shit. Y'all niggas talking about this extra smart shit when it comes to the fucking with cocaine and all this shit or whatever. You know, I'm going to tell you what I know about drugs or whatever. My uncle, a couple of relatives or whatever. Take this aluminum foil and drop it off at Miss Kiki. That's what I know about drug running. You know what I mean? I couldn't tell you what was in the aluminum foil. I couldn't tell you what was in the aluminum foil.
Uncle locked up and shit.
I couldn't tell you what was in the baggie.
Using you as a drug mule, my nigga.
Yeah, nigga,
it
drug
was all a dream.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm just a shorty. You know what I mean? Out Parkway. Take this envelope over there and drop it over at, over at Jimmy Jams. I'm running the envelope over at Jimmy Jams or whatever. I'm thinking.
The statute of limitations is over.
Yo, word is born. Snitching right word now. Is born. So I get some change. I don't know what I'm getting. I'm thinking I'm like 75 cents. Right? I'm up at the joint getting penny candy. Let me get like
big bowls, my nigga.
Yo, let me get like 10 fish. Let me get like 10 licorice joints. Let me get like 4 or 5 Nauer laters.
Oh, he was good.
He was out here balling, my nigga.
Now the steak with the beans and rice.
Are you good? You know what I'm saying? I don't know, and I say that in jest, but I'm you know, these niggas with these contracts over, and it's not just Griselda, it's Wu, like you said, it goes back to EPMD,
every artist, some just get fucked harder, but every artist.
Let me ask you a question. Let me just say just real
something
quick
like this. Some don't complain. They probably getting fucked too, but they making so much money on the road doing their shows and doing other stuff, but they getting it. They just ain't complaining because they don't care about that money over there because they're making other money.
They decent.
But they all getting it.
But the label is good sitting there with a whole fucking barrel of lube.
Nah, son.
Yo, I think the gentleman's name is David Byrne. I think it's him. He used to be the leader of Once in a Lifetime, the Talking Heads.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Anyway, he said there's only two people making money in the industry anyway. He said it's really only two people making money in the industry. It's Taylor Swift and Drake. He said if you ain't Taylor Swift and Drake, you're losing money in the industry. But I thought that was funny. What an unfortunate thing.
It was just a matter of time, yo. Kim, shout out to Kim, just a matter of time.
Wow.
It's going to get caught out there.
Wow, that's what's up. All right, let's get the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. And I forgot about this last week, but I wanted to make up for it. Rest in peace. We got a couple of rest in peace things that we want to honor some kings out there. First, rest in peace to Johnny Brown out of St. Petersburg, Florida. For those of you who don't know who Johnny Brown is, he was most famous for his acting role as the building superintendent, Nathan Bookman.
Buffalo Butt
Bookman from Good Times.
Wooga.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. The often player hating, but sometimes coming in with the 100 Bookman.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is John Wayne impressions.
Yeah. Actually, when you look on his Wikipedia, he actually had an album out back in the early 60s on Columbia Records. Wow. Yeah. Wow. I'd be curious to hear that.
Everybody is a star. Look, I don't have no record label, sorry, or deal.
No doubt. And two, we have another Johnny, and we want to, again, rest in peace out to Johnny Greer.
Yeah,
out of Charlotte, North Carolina, 23 years in the National Football League, referee in 1981 to 2004. Actually, he didn't ref that long, but he was the first NFL, was the first African-American referee. Yo, we still talking about first.
First.
Here in these United States of America. And he was
and still
the first.
Some more first to go.
I know, right?
That's what's crazy.
Right, right. So anyway, we want to shout out to him. Unfortunately, he passed away. They said his last game that he ever refereed was in 88 before I guess he went to the league office, which was the actual Super Bowl game at Doug Williams. Became obviously the first quarterback to win the Super Bowl. That was Greer's last game as an on-field ref before he went to the front office, and he attended the University of District of Columbia. So, Johnny Greer, we say rest in peace to you, UDC. Sir. And yes, sir, UDC, and Johnny Brown, again, who played Nathan Bookman on Good Times, just two kings, you know what I'm saying? No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. All right, next topic on Hip Hop Digest is, I thought this was actually really, really cute. They talked about it on a text chain. Dolly Parton respectfully removes herself from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame consideration.
I ain't no damn rock and roller.
You know, and I think that, and what you just said is probably true of what she thinks. Dolly Parton is actually pretty honest with her feelings and how she seems during the whole George Floyd thing, all the way back to Trayvon. It was Dolly Parton who came out and basically said, you know, white people need to get over themselves. We have nothing. Our narrow white asses have nothing to complain about. That's exactly what Dolly Parton said. And shout to her, you know. I just thought that that was rock and roll people. Look, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is dead. Okay.
B, it's only a name at this point.
It's just
it is.
Name.
No, but I'm just on the, that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm talking to Gene and I'm talking to them niggas. You know what I'm saying? And
they trying to hold on though.
No, and I get it, because you know what? I think young boys see us in that same way. We trying to hold on to this hip hop shit. You know, maybe Nas is right. Hip hop is dead.
Nope.
Okay, I don't know. You'd have to argue that difference. You know what I mean? Cause real talk. You know what I mean? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Shit. It's they're just sticking anybody who sold the appropriate amount of units get to go in.
Yeah.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. That's right. All it is. If you sold the appropriate amount of units, you're going in.
Or you,
and what's different
extra popular
from that and any award show or any other thing? What's different?
Well, no, because, see, they're trying to preserve the name rock and roll. I believe in the same way that we're trying to preserve hip hop. I believe that, B.
But the problem is, see, that we're trying to preserve hip hop and trying to keep it pure. See, they're trying to preserve the name rock and roll Hall of Fame, but they're not keeping it pure rock and roll. They're just letting everything in it. So that's the difference between them and us.
Okay, so if Gene Simmons from Kiss and that other motherfucker from Detroit, Ted Nugent and them had their way, first of all rap acts would be removed. All R&B acts would be removed.
And I would have no problem with that.
Probably all country acts would be removed.
No problem. No problem.
You know, pop acts, boy bands, of them niggas.
Bye-bye.
Okay, if Gene and them had their way, they would remove them.
And they can go. If they're going to keep it pure, I'm all right with that. Because like you said, hip-hop should have their own.
Right.
Pop niggas should have their own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody should have their own shit. Okay. If you want to be, especially pop niggas, y'all got all the fucking money. Billboard would back y'all shit.
Or just call it the Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's what's up, yo. Yeah. But anyway, back to Dolly Parton, who said, you know what? I'm not really rock. Yeah, I'm keeping it moving. I don't need to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because she probably be in the Grand Ole Opry Hall of Fame any fucking way.
I'm quite sure she's been in there. She's
you know what I mean? Exactly. So she don't need that shit. So, you know what I mean? No doubt.
No.
Jay-Z
don't need it.
No. He's in there.
But he in there.
It's just to help cement what he is. Well, he was Billy? Already that before he got in there.
All right. I'm sitting up here going through what's the real next topic on the Hip Hop Digest? Because some of this shit I'm just not covering. Yo, it's just ridiculous.
All right. Let's be fun here. Okay. Let's be fun for a second.
Okay.
Throw one of the joints out that you just ain't covering. And let me see if me and E Color can have some banter with it.
You can't because Swerve he be poo pooing shit so crazy.
He's answering for you. Damn, he's answering for you.
Go ahead, B.
You ain't got the answers, sweet. You ain't got the answers.
Let's go. Let me speak for me. Go ahead. God damn. He gonna do my.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Now I'm gonna say this. Gonna put a disclaimer on it.
No, don't need to put a disclaimer.
Yeah,
put
you got there. To. All right.
Do it.
Lil Durk claims that he's bigger than Drake in the trenches. Okay, once again, we got the Lil Durks of the world finally, sort of, kind of, I guess, challenging the current king. You know, sort of like Future saying he's bigger in the streets than Hov, that type of shit. How can you cover that? Because I wasn't going to cover it, but we're having fun.
Okay, since we're having fun, let me do this then. Let's have some fun. I'm going to go right on it.
Let's have fun. Go ahead, Kurt.
Lil Durk is doing exactly what you said Future did. So, yeah, he probably is bigger. Not probably. Yeah, he is bigger in the trenches than Drake is. Because Drake is just riding on the coattails of trap niggas. So, whoever the hot trap nigga is, he'll get on their shit and feature with them and do what he does to keep his name in the streets as far as on that level. He's already the biggest nigga on the planet as far as pop goes, next to BTS and them niggas. But as far as Lil Durk just seems like he just a nigga right now. They just want to run his mouth and say stuff, putting up billboards and shit all down New Orleans and shit, trying to.
Well, let's.
He got all kinds of beef and shit going on right now. Yeah. He need to stay the fuck out of that with that NBA young boy shit. These niggas is. One of them niggas end up dead the way these niggas is going.
Well, that's unfortunate, and that's true. Durk claimed on a recent interview with Gilly the Kid and Wallow on the Million Dollar Worth of Game podcast, he said, we touch people. He said, Drake at a point where he basically got to stay in the fucking house. You know what I mean? But we touching people out there. That's your boy Durk saying, Drake, he rich, he in the house all motherfucking time, and we outside.
Okay, so in order not to poo-poo this, let me just say this. You knew it was going to happen. You knew it was just a matter of time before somebody was going to lace up and be like, what, nigga? You knew it.
Before they tried to
king. He's sitting up there on the high post, feeling untouchable, on the internet with cornrows. And this dude is like, oh, you soft, B. You ain't with the people. So this is the thing.
So you gotta have Sim on. He Sim gotta come on and let us know what's good with this boy.
I talked to him last week, so he should be joining us soon.
Oh, that'll be great. I know that this whole thing, Drake, you know, articles out of the rapisphere, the current like blog, hot top blog. Drake will be the first rapper never to fall off. These are the type of headlines. And I'm thinking to myself, at some point, you're going to have some Lil or Young going to come gunning at this young of this cat.
Before you continue, I hear you about to go in. But did you just make up a new word for the show?
Say again. What's that?
Did you say out of the rapisphere?
Yeah. Yeah, out of the rapisphere.
Another one.
Yeah, damn right. Out of the rapisphere. And I meant that shit because that's where that shit comes from. You know, people putting articles out there, writing actual articles. This is the first guy who probably will never fall off. This is the first guy who can't be challenged.
Yo, B, he got away with blackface, and it looks like he's getting away with cornrows and duck lips. So,
oh, no, yo.
But as far as the music, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, he's got to come down. He's got to come down. Nobody stays at the top forever.
Nobody.
Everybody might be hot for a while. And they may be. This nigga's been sizzling hot for a long time. But you got to come down. Jay-Z came down. And he was hot for a long time. But he had to come down.
Hov came down. You know, Hov came down because he made bad music.
This nigga gonna make bad music eventually.
Blueprint 3 was horrific.
And this nigga eventually gonna make some music that the people ain't feeling. Or they gonna outgrow his ass. They gonna be like, this nigga old. He an old nigga. It's the young niggas now. Because it's gonna happen. He's getting older. The longer you live, the older you get. So he's gonna be an old nigga eventually to these young people. They ain't gonna be fucking with him, period. Ah, that's my parents' music. I don't fuck with Drake.
You had to go back to acting, B.
Nevertheless, Dirk is enjoying the fruits of the Drake effect. I guess dissing Drake gets you some, whole thing. Also on the podcast, he said that that his feature price went from 40,000 to 100,000. Boy, I haven't heard those numbers since back when niggas had budgets. I haven't heard those price. Dirk, whether it's really true or not, but even to come out of his mouth charging 100 grand for that garbage he talking, anybody can say that shit.
Not the way he says it, though.
No, that's true, yes. Not the way he says
it. He's spitting hot garbage, my nigga.
Wow.
So, yes, that was a topic I was not going to cover.
Look at that. We had fun.
All right. So let's do one more of those then. Fuck it, because I was not going to cover this topic. Right,
let me prepare now. I was good for one.
You got to refill your drink?
All right. Your boy, we haven't talked about him in a long time. Takahashi 6ix9ine struggling to make ends meet.
Bye-bye.
Was he checking out?
Yes, son. This nigga, as long as he keep his ass off the streets out here doing the crazy shit, I guess he is going to disappear.
Nah, that fame shit is like a drug. I've heard. So,
nigga,
you just can't stay out the way.
Nigga, you see what happened to Alpo.
Hey.
You thinking you can go back to the streets and shit all sweet, my nigga. Hey. Eventually, you know something gonna happen.
So Mr. 6ix9ine basically says that he can't continue his career due to the fact that obviously he testified in open court. And that he knows that there is probably a standing hit order against his life by the 9 Trey Gangsta Bloods.
Oh, at least he's smart enough to know that.
He'd be a fool not to.
And that's not going away. So
no.
15, 20 years from now, you thinking shit's still sweet? It's not going nowhere, nigga.
I would like to have more of an expertise situation. I'm pretty sure that the West Coast guys don't even really deal with these East Coast gangster bloods, and they're not even sanctioning that.
Yeah, they're not, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Not that he can't get hit. I mean,
oh yeah,
yeah, this, anyway, the way these young boys
in Kansas will hit his ass. Yeah, with the money, right?
Had to be a gang member.
Yeah, I was going to say, the way these young bulls do, you know what I mean? There's really not much to cover here. You certainly could have predicted that if it is true, if it isn't just a social media trap to put out there that I'm broke, I can't make no money.
Well, he is one of the kings of trolling.
Yeah.
So if it's he definitely could be trolling niggas.
Let's get back to it.
That one wasn't as fun as the first one.
Okay, nah. All right, because we really don't care about him, do we?
Not that we don't care about him.
Not as an artist.
Not as it just that it was like, why this nigga should have been fell off. He should have been fell off. He was never that good.
All right, this was fresh post out of the text chain, but I had it bookmarked anyway. Your boy Jack White urges major labels to launch their own pressing plants in a new video. It's just Jack White from, you know, the famous musician who actually did his own pressing plant. What an investment. He's probably got so he's much work
it right now.
Yeah, that he can't even.
He's fucking charging whatever. It's like the price of fucking wings right now. He can charge whatever the fuck he wants.
Right. Jack White. Now, you know, I still love to have this debate amongst the people who are pro streaming. And I get it. It's easy to be pro streaming. It's so fucking easy. You know what I mean? I get it. You know what I mean? But boy, the whole thing about vinyl, and now I still say vinyl's a bubble. I still say that a particular generation is going to be bored. I'm now bored with my turntables and needles.
Mm. You know, right here trying to buy it.
I know, ain't that the truth, right?
Let me get that up out you, son.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I still think it's a bubble, but I find it interesting that the bubble is lasting as long as it is. I mean, people are absolutely going absolutely ape over some of these records.
And some of these fleeced, my nigga.
My nigga, some of these prices. So, you know, me and Kurt G like to dabble in house remixes or whatever. I'm going through some material, right? I had an old smooth jazz record or whatever. Just shocked. Remember, first of all, I remember buying it at Waxy Maxi for $6.99. $6.99. Waxy Maxi. We going in Waxy Maxi, buying a joint or whatever. I'm on Discogs. I'm motherfucker, every bit of $60. I'm like, jeez.
See, right behind you, right there, you have a mint. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got a mint of your own there, son.
I'm looking at yours.
He's got a mini vault over there. Matter of fact, his shit look like a safety deposit box compared to your shit sitting up in here, B. You sitting up in here. You got to have every bit of about 25 grand worth of shit up in here, man.
At least. Mm-hmm. At least.
Man. So I'd still like to debate the future of the stream. Can this... So let's talk about this. Can this future of the stream... People are like, the stream's going to be around forever. Can that blow up? Can something happen to where that shit blows up?
Only thing that, you know what could happen to make that blow up? The network goes down.
Yeah, that's but then the only, how... What are people going to turn to?
Playing their records. If you got a turntable in your house, you can play your records.
Which is going to drive the fucking price unreachable, unless you get Fisher-Price shit, and that'll still be unreachable. You ain't got the whack, because it's already crazy as you click on Discogs and see ridiculousness. But first of all, the internet ain't going nowhere. No. We can talk about that, but the internet ain't going nowhere. If anything happens, it's going to be some new type of format, but it ain't going nowhere.
No, I don't believe
it's going away. Is CDs and cassettes and reel to reel.
Well, now hold up, son. Now hold up. Reel to reel is the most expensive format.
I understand that.
Right now, CDs.
Not everybody can have it.
CDs are now. Everybody's talking about the way record has jumped over CDs, but hell, even CDs has seen a 7% increase in sales due to the fact that records have gotten so expensive that now niggas is like, well, fuck. Now I'm gonna buy the CD. So cassette tapes, are now part of packages on Bandcamp. You know what I mean? I don't know, B. I guess the point I'm saying is that, like, sometimes when you have a cable system or whatever, and Fox News or them niggas get into a squabble, all Fox News programming is dark on Cablevision on so-and-so and such-and-such. Right. I mean, you're having that to a lesser extent with aging rockers pulling their things off Spotify and the like. Yeah. To a lesser extent. But it is when the catalogs get bought. When whole catalogs get bought. And niggas is saying, you know what? I'm fuck that quarter of a penny. I want a nickel per stream every time you stream.
Well, that would benefit a new company to come along, because it sounds like a little bit but eventually it adds up. It's not a little bit. That penny shit, that piece of a penny shit, yeah, that's a little bit. But if a format or a platform came along and said, oh yeah, we paying artists 10 cents. Artists are going to get their shit pulled off of that other shit.
But that's the problem right there. The only artists that could do that are the artists that own they shit. See, these labels are in bed with these Spotify's.
That's true.
And these Apples and all these people. Right. So they going to keep it over there. See, the artist may only be getting a piece of a penny. But believe me, the Columbias of the world ain't getting a piece of a fucking penny.
So now, which goes back to, at this point in time, that can't, I guess I'm looking toward the future. And like you said, a new company, a new situation. I think Tidal tried to do that. I think Tidal tried to be like, okay, we're going to really give the artist a fair shake. So we're going to have the artist turning away from Apples and the Spotify's and the YouTubes and shit. But Tidal was expensive.
Yeah.
Tidal cost too goddamn much. You know, and it didn't help with artists, you know, basically up there talking about, yeah, I'm going to get my money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Which they should.
They should. But see, the thing is, what happens is, okay, when you pay the artist, then the company decides, fuck that, I'm not paying the artist.
Right.
The subscriber is going to pay the fucking artist. We're going to add more money on it and make them pay. I'm not paying that shit.
No doubt. Yep.
So, yeah. All right. So you're going to continue to have that bait between the physical aspect of it and the ultra cheap and the ultra convenience of having the world of music at your hand. You know what I'm saying? You want to listen to country, you want to listen to blah, 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 right there. And on the Spotify, just niggas is like, fuck. You know, I get it.
They make it beautiful because you just put in a name and next thing you know, you're just getting all types of music within that framework that sound like that or somewhere similar to that. So you've been here just grooving for a long time over that shit.
Yeah. So, all right, we'll see. It's the interesting. The future is always exciting to come. So, all right, I think we're ready for Kurt G's World Famous. You know, word.
Let's do this.
All right, Kurt G's World Famous albums of the week.
All right, this week we got, speaking of veterans, we got Craig G.
Oh.
And Tayamo Dinku, Most Amazing. That's Craig G and Tayamo Dinku, Most Amazing. Then we got M. Dot Dining in Dystopia. That's M. Dot Dining in Dystopia.
Okay.
All right. Okay. That's what's good. One tip. Again, I'm going to shout T-Bear out there. Repressings, they're worth it too.
Oh, yeah.
Repressings. Yo, I used to be a snob and shit, right?
Hey.
Word is born. I used to be a snob and shit, right? And so I started seeing some things or whatever. So, you know, Quasimodo's first album, obviously the OG pressings are worth an obscene amount of money, probably $300 and shit, right?
I better check my stack.
And then I think they did a repress. You know, in the 2000s and shit. Hell, I think that motherfucker's probably worth close to $50, $60 or whatever and shit. So, you know, I jumped in the pool and shit. Shout to Turntable Lab and shit. Got my Quasimodo coming on a repress and shit. I'm thinking shit, another 10 joints. You know what I mean?
Get it.
I was just thinking about when you said Quasimodo. That was an era right there. So that Quasimodo, People Under the Stairs, Peanut Butter Wolf. Whole era right there, nigga.
Stone's Throw, what's good?
Stone's Throw, yes, sir.
All right.
Well, on my way out, I'm going to just say this. You will soon be getting a report on that stem player.
Oh shit.
Just saying.
Oh shit! Yo, this nigga let me ask you a question.
Jumped out the window.
So you bought the stem jump off?
I did it.
Okay, retail, right? What was it? $200?
Yep. $229.
Okay, so I gotta figure your investment's gonna double
within about 3 years.
Well, no, yeah, I mean because once they're done, once they make their run, and then people are like, "Oh fuck, I should have got it." You know what I'm saying? Wow, nigga.
I'll be like, you still can't.
put a small fee of $1,500 and put shipping that right included. Here in my
Oh my God, this nigga.
Hell yeah.
Kanye, Kanye would be like, man, see, this motherfucker's like you. You ain't even a fan, nigga. You just.
Nope. You're right. You're right. And then another thing bigger than that is, though we had an incredible firsthand experience conversation on something that everybody will hear soon, we also are soon to have Danielle Smith. If you don't know who Danielle Smith is, look her up, yo. She's about to be on here with us talking hip hop.
We'll see about that.
Oh, yo, B.
Okay. Yo, B. All right.
It's lined up.
It's lined up.
Line them up.
Yeah, that's what we do.
All right, peace. I'm out.
Yes, sir.
One.
Met this French chick at a bar, face like a supermodel, body like a porn star. Yeah, brain like Einstein, game like AI, stacking that money high. Yeah, girl, you know you a porn star, you should be on my team. Yeah, you know we going far. Yeah, and I know you feel my eye beam staring at your ass, girl. Damn, girl. Yeah. Yeah, you know you got that money maker. Shake it like a salt shaker. Ooh, you's a heartbreaker. But wait up, we gotta talk. Get up, then spark, get up, then fuck, split up. Get back, make up, then stack, cake up. And I'll be waiting for you while you do make up. But wait up, I gotta call Nate up. Cause Nick just bought some shit, we bout to get baked up. Yeah, and take the elevator.
Just dance, just dance. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la France. Shake that ass, shake that ass. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la France.
Just dance, just dance. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la France. Shake that ass, shake that ass. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la France.
Girl, your body good, dog. Girl, your body good. Boardroom smart, but I love it when they hood. Aquazura Amazon sandals in that emerald green. Same color gown by Alexander McQueen. She and her cheek is hopped in that Bentley SUV. I'm thinking to myself, who the hell is she? True looking like Al. Body's like Blah. Even a chubby pal had a face like wow. Leaving the World Film Fest. Looking so correct. Yeah. Finest thing walking through Montreal, Quebec. Club Le Boom, next spot. 1738 shots. Bottles of Ciroc while my man Roots rock. Shorty sipping Molson Dry. Zoning off that chalk tie. No doubt I feel managed, but don't want to take advantage.
Let that vixen pass by.
Illa, I gotta get with her. 5 footer all on her. Mouth like liquor.
Just dance, just dance. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la France. Shake that ass, shake that ass. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la France.
Just dance, just dance. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la France. Shake that ass, shake that ass. Ladies in Montreal, fam de la
France. Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
I'm thinking about popping the question.
Oh, my God.
Like, do you want to watch boxing or wrestling? I joke a lot, but I'm serious than XM. My heart pounding, so cardiac arrest them.
Why?
Because
why?
I'm so in love with you. Type of woman that'll fart in the tub with you. She not on IG, Facebook, or Twitter. You try to hit her, she right hook. Good nigga.
That's right.
French kissing me while we sitting in traffic. Wow. I exhale well with my Angela Bassett. Breathe in, breathe out.
Hey.
After sex, I sweat a weave out.
Hey,
yo, Fife, I feel that the vibe is right. We glowing, our eyes brighter than neon lights.
Okay.
Her beats the bomb and I shot for shoes. You don't get it, then it's not for you. Dig it.
Woo.
Let's go.
Hey. Yo. Just dance,
dance
ladies in Montreal, fam de la France. Hey, shake that ass, ladies in Montreal, fam de la France. Yo, just dance, ladies in Montreal, fam de la France. Hey, shake that ass, ladies in Montreal, fam de la France.
Yes, sir. Fife Dawg,
Fife Dawg,
Illa J,
Illa J,
Red Man, Potato Head, people on the
beats.
Rasta Roots, Ali Shaheed on the mix. Man, you got this shit knocking, bro.
Facts.
We miss you, Fife.
Forever, nigga.
Oh, man, I had to do it again,
so. Live from Utopia. What would be your door? Live from Utopia.
I got you, Hoss.
Yeah. Yo, this the kiss of life. It's real high. Lucid rose, polluted with ghosts. Fast draw, don't shoot if you slow. It's the love below. We over drinking and we overthinking. Spiritual stretch envisioning. The hoes winking and we paying match to see where it's at. She wanna smoke, fuck, and throw her head back. Shit was fly at the kickback. The vibes on display. The ocean unfold, let the wind night away. Cause we don't got love phobia in Utopia. Behind the palm tree jungles, heavens open up. I could just sleep on the air. My only lonely moment is when I gotta leave here. What?
Live from Utopia. Ah. 420, 420 are my medical coordinates. Marijuana loud, I break the decibel ordinance. Excessive exorbitance, big executive talk. I could turn water to whiskey, that's a metamorphosis. Incredible foreigners with a big heart, big pocket, post a child for enormousness. Me and my cohort, so be on with it, I'm an army of me. All is full of love when I be spitting pagan poetry. Used to be Venus as a boy, then I became the all-seeing Gemini full of joy. Chasing after asteroids, face off like Pastor Troy. So are we cutting the what? Me and Hus puffing blunts in the truck, discussing stuff like trust, going dust to dust. We just some earth intruders like Roswell ship stopping. Live from the medulla, I need Rozel beatboxing. Stock tips and unique options. My location in the tropics where you see dolphins. Live from Utopia.
Silent weapons, you wild wars. The game is unfair, like why they running up the score. When paradise is the allure, we fell for the okie doke, flat chains and dear doors. A scenic route was never explored. My perfection, limited by my own flaws. I made a lot bending on marble floors. Knowledge is the key to open up more doors. The hood is like a drought, a reservoir. They walk on all fours. Cops are carnivores. We in a land where crime is the common law. And bullets move like a condor. Double murder, call it an encore. A peace of mind be hard to conquer. Midnight Mirage, no world tour. Rather you say hello or bonjour. Your skin is dark, the quality of life is unsure. In the world we got jealousy, hate, envy, and lust amongst us. Who can you trust? In the world we got gentrified blocks and crooked cops that want to see you go home in the box. In the world we got smiling faces pursuing greatness. Hard work, build patience. Cause in the world we got schemes and broken dreams. Due to knowledge, find your place.
When I let the pen catch the bat, I burn something special. My angels smile when they see the demons I wrestle. The 38 bless you when niggas wanna test you. The flow glow like the rocks on my bezel. My brain is made of iron, they can never stop the science. I see too many dying, will it end like the Mayans? Rappers can't stand the pressure I'm applying with the hunger of a lion. I defeat a many giants. It ain't the size of your body, but your heart. Accomplish what you can, you just gotta play your ball. You ain't gotta work hard or work smart to listen to door talk when I'm spewing these thoughts. Professor Rack with the jewels. I bring the lessons to the wise and the fools. My mind is a tool, can't survive in my shoes. I love the black man in the cage, I just seen it on the news.
In the world we got jealousy, hate, envy, and lust amongst us. Who can you trust? In the world we got gentrified blocks and crooked cops. They wanna see you go home in the box. In the world we got smiling faces pursuing greatness. Hard work, build patience. Cause in the world we got schemes and broken dreams.
People all around, you got to recognize and witness. Like the squirrel sweat the nuts. People all around, you got to recognize and witness.
Straight up, my patience is starting to wear short.
People all around, you got to recognize and witness.
It ain't what it was.
People all around, you got to recognize and witness this.
streets of gold. Roses at the throne in the kingdom. We come for the bounty. Found me in the foundry with the heat. King status. With a legend of a savage. You don't want a war with the bandits. You don't want them at the door waiting on the click. Left hand on the wheel. King.
Marine sunk. Machine gun from Calico. Hieroglyphics on the ceiling, Michelangelo. No Donatello, more like Raphael. You should only start a sentence with some capital. In this capitalist environment, I'm hiring in. You're lucky to get retirement, the siren here. The government pimp, you prior rich. Richard Pryor leave you running on fire. You should probably tell these rappers that I'm coming for them. Rolling with an axle like Guns N' Roses. With 100 soldiers. All over the map, we the new Ebola. Gotta wear a mask, get cornered by the mob. Keep your small talk like porno dialogue. Just put it in the bag, 40 grand. These shorty clans shortening my Spanish like Jesus holding water with holy hands.
Walk in the streets of gold. Roses at the throne in the kingdom. We come for the bounty. Found me in the foundry with the heat. King status. With a legend of a savage. You don't want a war with the bandits. You don't want them at the door waiting on a click. Left hand on the queen. King.
Check it out, y'all.
We are here to tell the world just who we are. Shocking females. Shocking females. We are here to tell the world just who we are. Shocking females. Shocking females.
No need for introductions, cause I know you know my name. And I can emphasize the framing, putting them suckers to shaming. I live for hip hop, so I have no time for funny games. And so just compete the unique styles that we're displaying. The beat's just ridiculous, the lyrics articulate. Feels good, as if a girl had just touched her tits. Sucker MCs, I'm killing them. I'm so sick of seeing them silly. When they rhymes, like that red rugby shirt worn by Gilligan. Plus their hat, they is whack. When you see me come and take 10 steps back, I make usage of the pronoun. Adjectives, verbs, my granny says, you always had a weird with words, and that's because my word is born. Lyrics are lore, sucker MCs look at me like a friggin' eyesore.
Here comes a brother hip and others on the style they lack. I've always rhymed abstract, I even know the brother name abstract. I am the earner of the soul and mind. Forget the physical, cause physical will die with time. I'm shaped to vibrate in definite proportions of the kids who need the fix. I just a notice constant, non-stop for the rubbishing. Like Nick used the Clinton loops as if they own the publishing. Gums be bleeding from illegal feeding on my verb. I bring the Mardi Gras to your face. I outwit vipers in my rhyme cipher. I can easily lick them cause they're victims of the subconscious race. Tossing periods in front of foes' reps. This not the 187 when the 360 slept. To swallow the cake from the plate of Elevate. Or you might get sparked by the crew who got the weight. So resuscitating rap like the Hicks do with Presley is the kid who built the jeans and all leans off a lesson. Chaffee MC number 9. If you let me rhyme 9 times infinitely, I will climb. I let my Walkman from Sony play cassettes from Raboni, which guarantees to put me on the narrow road. And yo, that's it from me. Plug 3 and I leave. Explode, explode, explode.
The effect just ripples. You sound sick, I hope your cells get sickles. It formulate into real stiff sh-. Then I bet that it cut the chick chick, cause the ad will be sharper than a Ginsu cutter. Or your bum head for the gutter. This is not a game and we ain't looking for the fame. That's not lame. We came to rip the jam out the frame. My interreaction with paper is amazing. So needless to say, mad trails are left blazing. A whole lot of bulls rhymes start to get played. But I'm here to say that real rhymes do pay. I'm the type of brother that writes until my knuckles get nary. And through the dome piece, the rhymes are carried. Then transported to my throat, then the coats hit the air. As I stand dipped with the wares, rhymes get slot times. Move back from the jack, it's the verbal constructor. Some MCs is whack, I make a girl do the bogle doodle round and all. Make a nudge, jump up, drink on, and have a ball. I animate the unlively with the verbal combat, the abstract. Never the whack, motivator of the many like Moses. Moving through, bringing danger to the dummies that poses. That means you the sub-relator of the subculture. Whack the vulture, I swoop down the crowns, cause confusion all around. Mental burdens I bring to MCs who sing a sad song. Money, your dough's not long. Mine's on the other hand is lengthy, tight. The abstract gets real, real, real.
Real down to earth, real. I hit the Long Island Rail. You never see me tango with the horn and the tail. I got the kit for your mind, I design it like Zender. Smoking mad hope for my neighbors, Ender. 50-50 luck takes the S off my chest, cause the S on my chest makes a mess. Settle in for Superman, stupid man, put on your glasses. Now yeah, just be slow, yes, and like molasses. Continue the menu, next on the platter. Hey, where that shatter?
He's right here, boy.
I got to see what I got and who I'm getting it with. This ain't no nickel-dime game that I'm peddling with. Mikey Rose said, stop riding. It be dividing, taking me out how I be vibing. Acting hard like bristle, but my pops got the pistol. Told me if I ever needed just respect to Griff Dog for the razor. Much respect to Joe Buck for the favor. It's about a million brothers trying to be MCs in this world. I'm glad I got a baby girl.